As South Africa, we are a well-established agricultural exporter. And in fact, if you look at the top 40 global agricultural exporters, the only African country that features there is South Africa, ranked at number 32 in 2024. So when one discusses global agricultural exports, you actually find that for various commodities, we are in the top 10, in the top 5, in the top 20. We are a well-established agricultural exporter. And we earn a lot of revenue on exports as a country. Last year, 2024, the exports were at $13.7 billion, and well-diversified in a number of markets. The African continent is important. Nearly half of our exports are to the continent. And of course, Middle East and Asia, about 24-25% of our exports. Europe, an important part, especially the EU, about 19%. The UK, also an important market, 7% of our agricultural exports, and other parts of the world. So when one discusses global agricultural exports, you're bound to have a conversation about South Africa. And in a profile of the products that we send to the world, they are also diverse. We starting from various fruits to various grains and meats. Beef is one of the products that we are increasingly exporting more wool. So we have a diversified basket of products that we send to the world. And maize has been consistently featured in the top 10 of our commodities that we export each year. And the regions that we send our maize exports to, it's primarily the Southern Africa region. The Far East markets are some of the important ones. But in certain times where there are drought, like last year, we did not export much to the Far East. And the South African maize market is having two varieties. You have white maize as well as yellow maize. Yellow maize more for animal feed and white maize for human consumption. So in the past, what you would see is that yellow maize is exported more to the Far East, the likes of Vietnam, Japan, Taiwan, South Korea, and they use that for their animal feed. While for white maize, you will see that the exports of that are primarily to the Southern Africa region and mainly for human consumption. Last year, though, with the drought across South Africa, Southern Africa, where countries like Zimbabwe saw their maize production fall by over 60%, Zambia roughly 50%, and many others, the region was left starved of maize supplies. And South Africa itself, of course, we did have a decent crop, but also benefited from the fact that in the previous year, we had had large supplies, and that meant that we had a big carryover stock. So even though we were hit by the drought, we were still in a position to export maize to the Southern Africa region. And almost all of our maize exports were primarily to the Southern Africa region. We did not see any significant gold volumes going to the Far East markets. And it is exactly that has actually warmed my heart when I saw this past week to say, hey, what's going on? And I see that the Far East export markets are actually back and back in a big way. Because if you look at the South African exports so far for the new season, the new marketing year, which is the marketing year that started in May and will run all the way into April next year, that's the 2025-26 marketing year. And it corresponds with the 2024-25 production season, because that's a crop we planted last year, harvested this year, but we market this year through to next year. You'll see that our exports to the Far East markets are picking up. And in fact, on the 25th of June, South Africa exported a large volume of just under 70,000 tons of maize. And for that week, about 79% of those exports went to Taiwan, and the rest was the Southern Africa region. When you consider, though, our maize export for the 2025-26 marketing year so far, you realize that we've exported as a country around 430,000 tons. That's just from May going into July. And out of that, of course, you think about where did those exports go? You realize that about 25% of them to Vietnam, 12% Taiwan, 11% South Korea. So in a way, you can say if roughly half of those exports went to these markets, then these markets are back in a big way in the South African market. And I imagine that in the coming year months, we will continue to see robust agricultural or maize exports to the Far East markets. Because our exports so far are around 430,000 tons, but for the season, we expect that South Africa could export about 2 million tons of maize, which will be roughly around the same levels or slightly lower than what we exported last year, but really a decent volume. And my sense is that that is a conservative estimate. We may see that estimate being lifted because, after all, South Africa has an excellent maize crop. We've benefited from the good rains of the past few weeks, and that boosted our maize supplies. We expect that as a country, we can have a maize crop of about 15 million tons. And remember, our domestic consumption, it's about 12 million tons. So if you think about the carryover stocks from last season, yes, they were thin, but and you add them in that 15 million tons and then you subtract the 12 million tons that we need, that leaves you with quite a big flexibility for the export markets. In terms of volumes, our volume increase, our export, our production is up by 17% compared to the previous season's crop. So we are in a year of what I would call, it's a year of abundance. And this abundance, by the way, is not limited just to us. The likes of Zambia and Zimbabwe are also seeing a bit of a nice increase in their maize production. Zimbabwe's maize production is good, but it will not be as sufficient to meet their annual consumption. The data that I was looking at coming from the United States Department of Agriculture, our friends here in Pretoria, they are not just estimating this sitting in the U.S. or in Washington. They are actually much more closer to the ground, and they do have people that they send to go and observe the agricultural conditions in Zimbabwe and some of the other African countries. And when you look at the numbers that are coming from them, they actually signal on that where they say, hey, look, Zimbabwe's maize production could be at about 1.3 million tons. It is up from last year where the country had pretty much dismal production. But it's nowhere closer to what the country needs. The country needs about 2 million tons of maize, which means then Zimbabwe may still need to import about 700,000 tons of maize or so. In a case of Zambia, though, the year is excellent. I mean, these guys are expecting that they will have a crop of around about 3.7 million tons. It's up from 1.5 million tons. And of course, their consumption also is around 2 million tons or so. So they have enough to actually be able to remain in the export markets. And I think Zimbabwe, Zambia will be one of the countries that will export to Zimbabwe. And of course, South Africa will supplement those. But I think the South African exports will primarily be to the Far East markets. And that helps because now at the last season, South Africa had to make sure that we play a significant role in stabilizing the maize supplies in Southern Africa because there was a need right there. And then the country had to step up and make sure that we assist on that. But now with Zambia and a general improvement in some of the other countries' maize production, they'll be able to take care of the needs, which is why then it was important to see that South Africa is fully back on the export markets, especially to the Far East, because that's the area that we will need to grow and grow more strongly on that. So that is how the export activity is going. And I think it's also important, though, to highlight that in terms of the logistics at the ports are also looking well. We're just looking at some of the news that are coming out of Transnet and the others saying, look, in terms of the efficiency, things are moving well at the ports. And that further enhances then the activity when we are thinking about the export activity in South Africa this year. The only thing really on the trade that we have all been talking about and we are all worried about are the dynamics in the U.S. With South Africa. But that is not influencing the grain markets per se, but more the citrus, the table grape, the nuts, the ostrich leather material. Those are some of the products that are affected by the issues in the U.S. market that are exporting there. But maize, really a good production year, and exports are promising, and the Far East markets are back buying South African maize. With that, folks, let me leave it there for the week. And I must thank the people that help in putting this podcast together every week. That's Richard Humphrey, Sam Kokeli, Nelly Siwe Chabalala, and Manda Murimba. Please follow me on X and all of the other social platforms. My name is Wandile Sihlobo, and do follow the platform, the podcast, the Tim Kokeli podcast, as well as the publisher of our podcast, The Financial Mail. And as always, we appreciate your support and you continuing to listen to this podcast, and we hope that you can spread the word and let's see this community growing. And thank you so very much for listening.